Minneapolis, 98 Cool Kids Want to Rock. It's your 98 Cool No Repeat Workday. Matt Bradley here. It's our 16th annual Children's Hospital Radiothon. Of course, Jim Pattison Children's Hospital is opening up next year, and we're raising all sorts of money, as we have been now for 15 years previous, because we buy all sorts of wonderful equipment, and we help out so many kids. One of the kids who got helped out, we're going to talk with in a moment, nine-year-old Dylan. Mom Charla is along with us here. Welcome to our Radiothon.
Hello.
Now, listen, I kind of want to go through a little bit of history of Dylan here. So he was born a little bit early, to say the least.
16 weeks early, yes.
Wow.
He was born in July, and he was due in November.
So how much panic do you go through at that point?
A lot.
Yeah.
It was a tough situation, definitely.
So your life, I'm guessing at that time, would have involved Dylan and machines.
Basically, that's a perfect way to sum it up. Yes.
See, and that's what we do with this Radiothon. We buy machines.
Yes.
The one thing, and I'm guessing there was all sorts of pokes and prods into him all the time. The one machine that we are buying actually is for blood oxygen levels to monitor that. And it's a non-invasive one, so we don't have to poke him.
That, life-changing. That is amazing.
Tell me what it was like when they had to do those pokes and all the insertions on Dylan.
I mean, Dylan, by the time he was 6 months old, has had hundreds upon hundreds of pokes.
Wow.
Every part of his body. I mean, we'd come into the NICU some morning and they would have moved an IV site from his neck to his head to his feet. I mean, any part of the body that they can take blood from, they took blood from him.
And they just had to keep moving it around just because there's so many in
Non-stop.
Such a tiny area.
Yeah, I mean, when he was born, he was 1 pound, 9 ounces. And the best way I can describe that is to think of a pound of butter that you buy at a grocery store.
That's nothing.
So you imagine trying to consistently put IVs into that small little person. The sites don't hold very long, so they're constantly moving them. Yeah.
So this non-invasive machine that we're going to buy, that's life-changing.
That would be incredible. Like, so incredible.
He's undergone 17 surgeries over his 9 years. There were things, three separate open-heart surgeries?
Yes. He's had four heart surgeries. Three of them have been open heart.
Oh, my.
He typically goes in for heart surgery every 2 years.
Okay. Wow.
So there'll be more.
That's routine?
Yeah. For him, unfortunately, it is. A lot of kids out there like Dylan as well, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. So there was a large brain tumor?
Yes. 2 years ago, we went in for a routine MRI. It was supposed to be a routine MRI, and they found a very large brain tumor in the back of his head. There's no words to describe that.
At what point do you go, what next?
Almost every day.
Yeah.
Every time there's a new hurdle, can your child take any more? And a lot of Dylan's medical issues have been related to his prematurity.
Okay.
The tumor was just awful luck. It had nothing to do with the prematurity. He had been home from Stollery for about 2 months. He had just had open heart surgery when they found the brain tumor. So it was awful timing.
You wouldn't change anything, I'm guessing, though, as far as all the treatments went. So you're just like, man, you know, this is something we have to do, and we're doing it.
You just do it. You have to. And Dylan is the happiest child. He's so resilient. Kids are so resilient. They're not like adults. They don't worry about what happened yesterday. They're not worried about what's going to happen tomorrow. They just want to have fun today. And
they're drama-free.
We're starting to enter the drama years, for the most part, they are drama-free.
Now, Dylan's along with us here. How you doing, buddy?
Good.
I'm glad you're here with our Radiothon. To get the mic good and close to your mouth. So what do you your thoughts about the hospitals coming up? What's the worst part of the hospital to you?
The worst part is the emergency tumor right here in the back.
Oh, in the back?
Yeah,
that was...
I had it pulled out immediately, and it was, like, scary. I was crying, and then they pulled it out, ripped it out of my face.
Ouch.
Ripped it out of my
face. Yeah. And you have to keep going back for more checkups and MRIs and everything, right?
Yeah, but the MRIs are so good because you don't have to wear those neck things.
Oh.
Or the throat things, like a frog.
He gets to sleep through the MRIs.
Wow.
So as far as testing goes, that's... not a bad one.
So for all the machines, that MRI is probably the best one, isn't it, then?
Yeah.
Yeah, very cool. Well, you know what? In that case, when we open up that children's hospital next year, I know it's going to be ready for you, and it's going to be so nice. Hopefully, maybe you can get a bunch of that stuff done here and not have to travel away from your friends.
Yeah, also, I had one one hospital thing called a gamma test.
Yeah.
It's where they do it in your shot, and then it, and then they put this, this dye in you.
Oh my goodness, that's something. That's, you've had a lot done. You've had in 9 years more done to you than I have in my 1,073,000 years that I've been on Earth.
Yeah.
Because I'm that old.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming in, Dylan.
Your office and that guy's office looks awesome.
Thank you. Well, we have a lot of fun working on down here. Charlotte, for the people who are sitting on the fence wondering, should I give, shouldn't I give, what would you tell them?
If you can, please give. There's no donation too small. This is a hospital that is going to benefit families all across Saskatchewan. It's an important cause. If there ever is a cause to donate to, this is it.
Very true. 653-KIDS, 653-5437. Or you can do it online at PattisonChildrens.ca.